Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, August 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Entering your midlife years doesn't have to be the gateway to a crisis, with more Americans seeing their 40s, 50s, and 60s more as a second act.
As you get older, it starts to dawn on you that some of the transitions that you're seeing, whether it be changes in your career, changes in your family life with the empty nest, more and more people are getting divorced. So these programs really try to help people better manage stressful transitions in their lives.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson after the break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize our proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Many Americans going through their midlife years are looking for a restart and ways to be more productive. WSJ retirement reporter Ann Turgeson joins me. So, Ann, for generations, people's 40s, 50s, and 60s were seen as a period of reevaluation and what society often calls a midlife crisis. What's caused them to instead want to start a new chapter and take on something more meaningful? And what does that look like?
There is more of an awareness of midlife as an opportunity to kind of reinvent or recreate some aspects of your life. For people who live or expect to live well into their 80s, you know, some people end up retiring voluntarily. Other people end up retiring not so much by choice, but a lot of people feel physically able to move on and do something else that provides meaning in their life. And a lot of people at that point in the age spectrum are seeing a lot of the demands that they had on their lives previously due to raising children and building careers fall away. So there's a bit of a shift in identity that can also occur that may prompt people to think about, well, gee, you know, all of a sudden my time is freed up and I have a lot to offer. So what is it that I really want to do?
And in your reporting, you write about businesses that are aiming to capitalize on people's desire for a second act. What kinds of services do they offer?
There's a pretty wide range of these services. Some of them offer in-person kind of retreat type of experiences, in some cases combining that with elements of a luxury vacation, such as beachfront accommodations. In other cases, probably thanks to the pandemic, these are virtual experiences. I took one such class that was three 90-minute sessions offered on Zoom. It was really interesting and fun. There were breakout sessions. It was all done virtually. And some of these organizations or companies offer both in-person experiences and online experiences. You can pick and choose your price point as well, because as you'd expect, the online programs are much cheaper.
What kinds of topics did you discuss in the Zoom session you were in?
There was a big emphasis on discussing the changes that people were going through. And for some people, they were voluntary. For some people, they were not. And a lot of the purpose to these programs is to get people to realize that, you know, psychological studies show that actually people get happier as they get older and they become more socially adept and more aware of their own priorities. And a lot of this is very positive. So there were exercises designed to jumpstart the kind of self-evaluation process, because that's something that can be difficult for people.
What sorts of activities would people maybe take on in their midlife years in an effort to be more productive?
I'm not sure that productive is the key here. What people kind of want is something that's going to be very fulfilling for them as a person. In a lot of cases, people need to make money, and that is a priority for very good reason. In some cases, people have already been through their peak earnings years. They've managed to save a lot. Yes, they want to continue to earn and save, but really the focus is much more on what can I do that's going to be fulfilling? And for some people, it's volunteering, spending time with grandchildren, or it could be working for a nonprofit or a cause that they feel a lot of dedication to. For some people, it's more of a focus on maybe academics and going back and studying something that they wanted to study when they were younger and never had the time.
How popular are these programs and what do they cost?
So the cost really ranges. The cheapest one that I encountered was that online one that I mentioned, and the cost was about $375 for three 90-minute sessions. And then on the more expensive end, maybe $4,000 or $5,000 for a week at a beachfront community in Baja, Mexico. And I should point out that some of these programs also offer scholarships so that if people cannot afford them, there may be a way to get some or all of the cost underwritten by the company.
How can these programs, whether they're online or in person, put people in a better position for when their life actually does start to quiet down and they're getting ready to retire?
The emphasis with these programs also is on the idea of transition planning. As you get older, it starts to dawn on you that some of the transitions that you're seeing, whether it be changes in your career, changes in your family life with the empty nest, more and more people are getting divorced after their children leave home at a stage of life where previous generations often didn't get divorced. We're seeing a lot more flux in that way. So these programs really try to help people better manage stressful transitions in their lives.
That's Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson. And that's it for your Money Briefing. Today's show is produced by Ariana Osperu with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.